We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
I'm Chris Seaton's. Travelers have descended on LAX to get going. The Thanksgiving excursion. The airport expected to be packed all week long. John Baird is live at the edge of LAX with more. John?
The airport is looking more and more like it did before the pandemic hit. The horseshoe jammed with vehicles, the security checkpoints jammed with passengers, and this is just the start.
We're going to be pretty consistently busy for the next several days. There's not going to be any particular day that's going to be insane.
But busy enough for sure. LAX spokesman Heath Montgomery says if you can book a flight on Thanksgiving Day itself, gobble it up.
Thanksgiving is a great day to fly. It's typically not going to be very busy, and we see that over all of the major holidays.
In the meantime, you can expect the airport to be a pretty hectic place most of the time, except when it isn't and you find the security lines deserted for a little bit, like one couple did.
We got lucky.
Yes, they did, and hopefully they're not coming back this Sunday, which could be the most chaotic travel day of all, Chris.
All right, John, thank you. Close to 4 million people here in SoCal will be hitting the roads over the next few days as well. Pete Demetrio with that part of the story.
While the CHP is beginning a maximum enforcement program at midnight tonight through Sunday, the LAPD is urging drivers on surface streets to slow it down as well because there's a lot of evidence drivers are ignoring speed limits more than ever. LAPD Central Traffic Division Captain Yvonne Ortiz related an example in the last 24 hours on the 6th Street Bridge.
The speed limit on the bridge is currently 35 miles an hour, and I had one officer who had written 30 citations in excess of 55 miles an hour.
In how long a period of time?
Probably in about 4 hours.
In addition to 20 miles over the speed limit being unsafe, it's also unhealthy for your pocketbook. At a minimum, that citation would cost you several hundred dollars and remove any joy you might have with your family over the holiday weekend. Pete Demetrio, KNX News.
Police are looking for three home invasion robbers who pistol-whipped a Hollywood Hills resident overnight, made off with about $1 million worth of jewelry. They say the intruders broke into the home on Multiview Drive. This is near Bonnie Hill Drive, around 3 in the morning. Woke up two people who were asleep, including a man who reportedly is described as a social media influencer. He was struck with a gun, apparently suffered only minor injuries. The robbers ransacked the place and took off. The Inland Empire is set to see a Santa Ana windstorm tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. Stephanie Sullivan of the National Weather Service tells KNX that wind will blow up to 55 miles an hour.
The highest wind gusts we're expecting in the usual places, below the Cone Pass and some of those foothill areas there around Fontana, Rancho Cucamonga, DeVore.
Yeah, she tells us the gusting winds will also lead to elevated wildfire danger. High winds are also forecast for L.A. County with a high wind watch on Thanksgiving Day for the mountains, plus the Santa Clarita and San Fernando valleys. Most areas can expect winds anywhere from 25 to 40 miles an hour in that range. Meanwhile, the latest forecasts are that the Sierra Mountains will see below average snowfall this winter. Andrew Schwartz is with the Sierra Snow Lab, run by UC Berkeley. He tells CBS Bay Area the outlook is somewhat worrying.
This winter is looking a lot like last winter. We're looking at warmer than average conditions, drier than average conditions. California needs about an extra year of precipitation to get us out of this drought.
Ironically, there has been heavy snowfall already in the Sierras early in the season, with a number of ski resorts opening early. But it's thought we may see far less snow in December than January. New study on alcohol might have you thinking twice before you pour another glass today. Natalie Davidian reports on the dangers of what some call blackout Wednesday.
may even be called Drinksgiving by others. Dr. Alta DeRue, chief medical officer at Hazelton Betty Ford Foundation, says it's unfortunately a tradition embraced the night before the Thanksgiving holiday. And research shows the consumption of all that booze leads to a lot of fatalities.
Not only the immediate fatality of what happens when you get behind the wheel, but just simple things, falling down and banging your head and having a subarachnoid bleed or hemorrhage into your brain. The long-term consequences, hypertension, diabetes, pancreas issues, liver disease.
A recent report published by the American Medical Association found 1 in 5 deaths for people aged 20 to 49 was alcohol-related. Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Former Dodgers star outfielder Yasiel Puig expected to plead guilty today in a federal L.A. courtroom to lying to investigators about betting on sporting events. That charge carries a possible sentence of up to 5 years in prison, but it's not clear yet what prosecutors will actually ask for. They say Puig, who now plays in South Korea, placed hundreds of bets with an illegal bookmaker on a wide range of sports other than baseball. That should be noted, other than baseball. And they say he lost more than $280,000 within the first month of starting those bets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.